Yo, we back. And you know where we at, man. The Cain is Able podcast, where we talk about everything everybody else scared to talk about.
Motherfucking right.
And I tricked y'all ass. I wasn't sure if I was gonna be able to get my dog back. Got my dog back. Philly, what's good, my boy?
What's happening, my brother?
Hey, man, you know why we here, man. We here to make this good content and good shit for these listeners, man.
You know it, boy.
Shit, what, like we promised before we ended the last episode, real quick. I know last episode you gave everybody how it would be, what they should do if they're flying there to, in preparation, right? If they're flying to Qatar, you know, how to stay up for 2 days, or, you know, take you some melatonin and something gonna put you to sleep because it's gonna be a long flight, find something to do, read a book, however. Mm-hmm. What should motherfuckers do, or what rules they need to know or abide by once they get over there to the Middle East, to Qatar and Dubai and things in those places?
Big thing for women, you cannot expose a lot of your skin.
So no sexy red outfits?
No. As a woman, you can't go to the mall in shorts on. Anything that's above the knee, as a woman, you can't wear a skirt, shorts, skort, whatever. You can't wear it to the mall.
So what they do, they just walk up to her and be like, hey, go back to your car or go home? Or well, do they like take like a cane pole and smack on the leg? Like,
some of the local women will walk up to you and start cursing you out in Arabic.
Mm.
The security guard will ask you to put an abaya on, which is like a big piece of traditional garb. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the, you know,
not garbage.
Yeah, garb. even me as a man, I went to go pay a ticket at court. I had on basketball shorts and they was like, nah. So like in certain places, they don't want to see your skin. So for women, I would say, please pack appropriate clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Even like a tank top, because it shows your arms for women, that's a no-go in like the malls and certain places.
What about tattoos?
They're okay. Yeah.
Speaking of clothing or attire, most girls that's going to wear revealing clothing would be twerkers. How do they feel about doing those type of activities inside? Do they have clubs that you can go to? So, are they similar to American clubs with the hookah and the turn up? Okay.
Yeah. So haram is like when you sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all the haram happens in hotels. Why? Because who stays in hotels?
Tourists.
There you go. So your clubs that serve alcohol are going to be in the hotels.
Gotcha.
Restaurants that serve alcohol are going to be in the hotels. That's where haram happens, because why? They're going to tax that ass. So you can come sin, but you're going to pay to sin.
Mm.
So you can twerk and twerk on head, well, not headlights. You can twerk on the couch.
Get on your fucking lashes, girl.
You can do all that shit in the hotel. You cannot do that regular places, or that's your ass, Mr. Postman.
So the hotel is expensive as fuck?
Yes. Everything is higher.
What you think a night would be?
At the best hotel in Qatar?
Yeah, I say best. What's comparable to a Marriott, a nice Marriott here in the States?
You might be paying like, for a Marriott in Qatar? Or like Ritz-Carlton or Kempinski? Like, what are we?
Or Marriott.
A Marriott in Qatar might
be. That's a haram going on.
Might be like $200, $250 a night.
Oh, that ain't too bad.
Yeah.
But if you had the Ritz,
you might be paying a stack a night or more.
Mm.
So it's levels like here.
Okay. Airport wise, you know how you don't want no Brittany Griner situation. What?
Oh, listen, don't try it.
Don't try it.
Don't try it. You better ingest it before you get on that plane. Don't try it. I mean, you saw Esco, right?
Mm-hmm.
You
know, they, 56 nights.
DJ. Yeah. Excuse me. Stuttered. Yeah.
56
for
nights.
Less than a gram.
Yeah.
So and that's Future DJ. So I'm pretty sure Future had to get some strings pulled. But you a regular Joe Blow, it might be off with your fucking head. So you can try, dog, but it ain't easy. Word to
Jesus. Word to Jesus.
Don't try it. Don't try it.
Where you are, which is again, it's Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a dry country?
So there is alcohol inside of hotels,
right?
Inside of clubs and hotels and restaurants, but there is one liquor store. Well, no, there are two called the QDC, Qatari Distribution Company. You can go there and buy alcohol, but you must have a license to buy alcohol. So you can't even get in without a license. It's it's like going to a club here. It's like you got members only. You got to have a license. They have to look at it and verify that you're authorized to go in to buy alcohol, which is sometimes 2.5-3 times more than what alcohol is here.
Wow. Is it hard to get a license?
You have to make a certain amount of money per month. You have to make don't quote me, but I think it's like at least $10,000 US dollars to be able to get a license. So most people over there do not have licenses to get alcohol, but I know a ball that does.
I mean, when I was there in 2006, when I was in the Navy, I was in a taxi, we was riding, and that's the first place I saw like a bunch of like, I can't remember if they were BMWs or Mercedes, but they was like left on the side of the road. First of all, that was like the taxi cabs. This was 2006, you know, the Chevy Caprice stopped being made in America in like 96, 97. They had those over there, but it looked real similar to the Impalas that still was being made. But I was like, that's a real Caprice or that's an Impala with a Caprice? He's like, no, I'm friend, Caprice. So that baffled me. And then, of course, to be in a foreign, what we consider a foreign vehicle here in America, that's the number of taxis over there. That baffled me. And then I saw several Lamborghinis and Ferraris just like left on the side of the road covered in dust. And I was like, yo, like, what's up with these cars? Like, he's like, oh, yeah, they break down, they just leave them.
Yeah, it's
so
like
much money, they don't care.
Yeah, it feels like you're a bum if your car is on a tow truck. So you just leave it there. I'm buying another one. Like, fuck that car. Yeah. It's like a big dick measuring contest over there.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be so religious.
The old ones, not the young. The young ones is like on some young intern shit.
That's why we doing the little circle line dance with the AKs, letting them shits rip in there.
Yeah.
Nah.
Them niggas is on TikTok and the gram, and they flying girls here from the stage, from Instagram, and smoking weed, popping pills, wearing clothes, listening to rap.
Do they got to abide by those laws that we have to abide by? The rich folks like that? Like, do they got to do all that should I say, as long as they're doing it in their own home, they can haram in their own home? It's not in public?
Yeah, you can't do it in public. You just can't. Mm. No. They ain't going for that.
So how does it work? Say me and a lady friend fly over there, but we're not married.
Two separate hotels. You cannot check into a hotel if you're not married with the opposite sex. So if you walk in with a young lady, they're going to ask for a marriage license. If you can't provide one, they're going to make both of you guys buy hotels. So the way around that is, allegedly, is to go up to the room, wait like 5-10 minutes, and then let the young lady come up with the room key. But if you guys walk up together, security will knock on your door and ask you to either you come out or for her to come out, but y'all can't be in there together because you guys didn't turn in your license at the front desk.
So they don't want to do no fucking if you ain't married.
Well, here, they sell condoms and lube and all that type shit, but they are assuming that married couples are using that stuff. But clearly, you know, other people that aren't married are having relations, and you know.
So being a contractor, and normally for those people who are contractors and live on a base, I'm pretty sure that's a big adjustment period for them to go from an American base where pretty much anything goes to go to a base over there.
Well, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, not.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No,
you go ahead.
No, that was rude to me. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
So on base, they sell Plan Bs and they sell condoms and lube and all that stuff. But you still have some rules that they don't have in the States. Like as far as drinking, they can only have 3 shots per day, not per drink. So for 24 hours, you get 3 shots or 3 beers or 3 glasses of wine per day. For the military. So they aren't dry, but they are restricted to 3 shots. I don't know how many ounces are in a shot because I don't drink.
Right.
But just imagine all you can have is 3 shots per 24 hours if you're on base drinking. So
if I came to visit and I wanted some ass, it's like no back page, no call service, no.
On the record, no. But I know some people that know some people. If you try and get down with the get down, hey, you know what I'm saying? It's a black market for everything over there. So it may not be as easy as going on Instagram or Backpage, but there are certain clubs. If you know what clubs to go to, you can go in there and you can take your pick. Burger King, have it your way. You can get Filipino women, African, Russian. Not Qatari women, but maybe like a,
they ain't going for it.
No. Maybe like a Kuwaiti woman, maybe an Egyptian woman or something. But nah, you know. Well, I haven't heard of any Qatari prostitutes. Not saying there aren't any, right, but I haven't heard of any because it's like they might do that somewhere else, but they're not going to do that there.
Gotcha.
It's too small. It's like a, it's a big city, a big country or whatever, Doha, Qatar, but it's also small. It's like a college campus where eventually your business will get out. So if you're Qatar and you're selling pussy, hell no, you're going to embarrass not only you, but your family. And that's the big thing. Whereas you do it in Dubai, it's whatever, but you do it there and it gets out, the whole family is going to be disgraced and it's going to be like, what the fuck, you know? So yeah, you can buy pussy over there. Like, you know.
Got you. Currently it's Ramadan, right?
Yes, it is.
How different is living over there during Ramadan than any other regular time of the year?
So during Ramadan, for those of you that don't know, Muslims can't eat or drink while the sun is up. Mm-hmm. So certain restaurants are closed until nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Other restaurants have to pull down large black curtains so that nobody walking by can see people eating or drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go eat, but you want to sit outside. Well, now you can't until 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., whatever time the sun goes down. Another thing is they don't want you to chew gum or drink in public because you are disrespecting those that are fasting. On base, they don't care, but in the city, they encourage you, like, you know, please don't. It's like, I guess, a lion or a tiger being in a cage and you just like holding a fucking porterhouse steak or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they encourage you to
not tempt them.
There you go. So, I mean, I still drink water when I drive. I still chew gum. But if I see like a real traditional looking person, I'm like, all right, I'm going to chill. You know what I mean? If I see like a cop or something or like an old lady or an old man, I'm like, let me not chew the gum right in front of them because they're probably literally starving.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I was watching a March Madness game yesterday and even an NBA game last week with Kyrie. And they were talking about how, you know, they're playing a game. He hasn't ate or drank anything all day because it's Ramadan and he's fasting. Yeah. And I could imagine when I did play sports, how thirsty I would be, you know, during football practice, during basketball practice. And just imagine, I can't drink water.
Yeah. Mike Tyson, when he used to be training during Ramadan, he would try not to have fights after Ramadan, but sometimes he had to. Couldn't drink water during the day. Couldn't eat during the day.
Yeah, that's
Hakeem Olajuwon, same thing. It's,
What's the crime light over there? What's the crime rate and crime lack over there?
Doesn't exist.
Doesn't it at all?
I mean, of course, there's going to be some kind of crime, but as far as like...
Probably cyber.
Yeah, I mean, there's no like robberies, no... well, if they happen, if they occur, they're not made public. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm pretty sure there are things that do occur, but getting a gun over there is like... You think it's hard in Chicago or New York or what? Yeah. So so you don't really see guns. You don't really see knives. The crime rate is next to nothing. I mean, the biggest crime is like speeding, like, you know what I'm saying? A traffic violation. But as far as like physically assaulting someone, stabbing, hell no. Like stealing out the bank robberies. Fuck no.
None of
like
that.
Stealing car. No.
So it's really like a whole little peaceful little shindig going on over there.
Yeah, man. 80-20. I have everything I need over there, 80% of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
20 I'm missing, family and friends, entertainment.
But it's the life you want to live or you want your kids to live as far as the peace. You don't got to worry about driving while black. No. You don't got to worry about, you know, discrimination. Well,
you can leave your front door open for months. No one will walk in. You can leave $10,000 on your fucking dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
No one will take it. You can leave a brand new iPhone charging outside the movie theater. It'll be there when you leave out the movie theater. So like crime is like, I don't want to say people don't have negative thoughts to commit crimes, but they know the repercussions. It's not,
it ain't worth it. It ain't worth you cutting my hand off because I stole an iPhone.
Or putting you in jail. And jail's over there. You know how people say here, three hots in the cot.
Mm-hmm.
You go to jail over there, nigga, you got to pay for your own food. They give you a pillow and a toothbrush the day you come in.
And that's it.
No pillowcase, no toothpaste. That's all they give you. Clothes. Someone has to come to jail and get your clothes, wash them, and bring them back. Food. They got to bring your food. Books. All that shit.
Mm.
So, like, you go to jail there and you don't have no paper, it's over. Like, it's no three hots in the cot. They don't got to give you shit. If something happens to you medical-wise, you got to pay to go to the doctor. Infirmary or whatever. Yeah, nah, hell nah. So that shit ain't.
I keep my dick in my pants.
Hey, listen. You do a crime over there. You ever seen locked up abroad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is. And you can't call the embassy or this or that. Let me tell you something. They not.
They ain't hearing that shit.
Listen, help is not on the way.
Yeah, it ain't worth it then.
Fuck no.
So what I want to chat with you real briefly about today, my good brother, is a post I came across today. It was shared by a good friend of mine on Facebook. And I saw another good friend of mine share it. Both are females. Both had similar captions with it. One, I let them know that I didn't fully agree with it, but I didn't feel like responding because I was driving. And of course, you know, the women that's going to be looking, going to be calling me sassy for, you know, the remarks I would have made. The other person that reposted this same status, I didn't even bother comment on their page because they live for the social media attention and they go back and forth, so I didn't even comment on theirs. But the post says, so let's get uncomfortable for a second. How did we as men get to a point where our homies get this never ending amount of loyalty, but our women get the bare minimum? Why are we taught to never fold on your partner, but it's okay to betray your life partner? Why does the code we as men live by only benefit other men and not our women? Why does our women have to wait? Oh, shit. God damn it. It went away, y'all. Give me a second. Give me a second. But I think you see where I'm going with this, though, right? Where is it? Okay. Why does our women have to wait on us to become the man she needs, but the homies don't have to wait on you to learn loyalty for them? Am I tripping, or does the code kind of seems to make men look like they love other men more than women? So the comment that I made was, you know, I always felt like this was a reach and never really agreed, but I ain't got time today because I'm driving and ain't got time to get called sassy. So, you know, they asked me to explain later when I had some time. And that's at that point, I said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to speak about this on the podcast. Yeah. For me. Oh, yeah. And another comment I made, you know, because she asked, you know, I'm not saying this for everyone. I'm just speaking from experience because I do know people need their time apart with the homies and with the girls. However, if they're always making them top priority, then yes, something isn't right. I said, it's different layers to that onion. But most women only agree with the top layer on that particular topic. Plus, right now, it's a trend to call black men gay and sassy for any and everything.
Yep.
So I left it at that.
Yep.
So with me, most times when you have male friends, first off, some of your first friends are going to be males because you don't know how to interact with the other sex. Even if you have a sister that's in the house with you, most times, if y'all are being raised to be a boy and a girl, y'all don't have nothing in common. Y'all are forced to play together.
You can't play football with her and play wrestling and tackle and all.
So now, say 50% of your friend base is people that you've known since you was a kid.
They're going to be
So if I've known them for 20 years of my life, then yes, of course, I do have some loyalty to them, especially if we're still friends 20 years later.
Right.
Now, let's say another 20% of your friend base is men that you have met while in college or the military.
Mm-hmm.
At that stage in your life, you're not really, unless you're one of those, you know, I ain't want to say simp, but like if you're one of those relationship type men, you're really in college or the military to fuck as many women as possible.
Yeah.
And while doing so, during the day you work or you go to class, you are going to collaborate more with men because you might be playing basketball outside between classes. You might be playing intramural with guys. Some guys have, you know, they smoke weed or whatever the case may be. You have more interactions with men outside of, because, you know, with the women, I want to fuck. So whatever that conversation is about to be about, it's about me getting to you, knowing what we got to do.
All right.
After you graduate from college or got the military, you keep in touch with some of these friends because y'all did create a bond. It ain't about being gay. It's just that when I was in college, I was broke and we was eating fucking noodles together.
Right.
If we went in the store and I had $5, both of us got a goddamn quarter pounder and a drink. Like, we went through those stages together. So most men, after they graduate college or got the military, go into their career field or their career path, that's when a lot of friends, y'all still friends, but y'all don't keep in touch as much.
Because life starts to happen. You don't have that time to kick it as much.
You don't got that time, and you got bills and things of that nature. Now you meet a woman. I don't think it's fair to say, well, why he always want to go hang with his homies or why he always with his friends or loyal to his friends. You can't compare 6 years of friendship or 4 years of friendship or 10 years of friendship in the military or I've known this person since first grade to me knowing you 6 months or a year. See, they try to make it seem like your life is supposed to stop at the moment you start dealing with said female.
No.
Now, again, I don't want to be called sassy because I ain't sassy. You know what I'm saying? I get to it with any guy at any time, any place, if the situation calls for it. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's unrealistic to say that I can't be loyal to male friends that may have loaned me money at a time in my life when I needed it. Mm-hmm. Friends that may have been there to comfort me when a close family member passed away. Perfect example. My nephew died the morning of December 16th at around 2 something in the morning.
Long leg five.
Long live five. Long live Frankie. One of my closest friends since first grade, my boy T Fly. I was in Columbia. He was in Charleston. That boy drove, no questions asked. I didn't even ask him to come see me.
He knew you needed it.
He drove from Charleston to Columbia at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. That's a 2-hour ride from the part of Charleston he lives in to the part of Columbia I live in. No questions asked. Mm. Opened the door, hugged me for 2 minutes while I just sit there and cry my fucking eyes out. Mm-hmm. How is that sassy?
It's not. That's your brother having your fucking back at one of your lowest points of your life.
My cousin Jones lives on the other side of Columbia. Mm-hmm. He gets the news. He shoots straight to my crib. Mm-hmm. Fly got there around 6:30. Jones got there around 6:15. No questions asked.
There's no sass in that.
My dog Craig lives in Elgin.
Love bug. Yep.
He got to my crib around 4:35. Stomach virus. He's throwing up at my crib, shitting out the ass.
Still, I'm going to be here.
And he
for
sat
you.
There with me.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once Jones got there, I let Craig know, hey, bro, you ain't feeling good, bro. Go home to your wife. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Take care of you.
Right, right.
Me, Jones, and Fly sat there and talked until 11, 12, 1 o'clock. Only reason why Fly left, he had to go to work. Right. He had to be back in Charleston by 4 o'clock to be to work, a 12-hour shift.
Or he would have stayed there with you and talked.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's.
I have friends that I met in college that I'm still cool with to this day. My dog Los, my dog Brian, mm-hmm. Brian brother said, mm-hmm. them boys drove from Charlotte and Blackville Hilda to come sit with me at my sister's house for hours, bringing food, liquor. Man. You know what I'm saying? My boy Blonsky, me and Blonsky, you know Blonsky didn't talk for a while.
But it went out the window. Hey, dog, you good? You all right?
This man called.
Yeah.
Hey, we're gonna get this money together. We about to order a bunch of food from Popeyes. Just let me know where I need to take it to. I hadn't even made it to Darlington yet.
Yeah, but
some other guys pull up to my sister's crib. My sister had to stop telling the boys to bring it. Stop bringing shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's the love for Frankie,
my cousin D. Ross was going to my sister's crib every day, bringing sodas, juice, food, paper towel, whatever. To where my sister had to tell him, stop bringing stuff. We good.
It is an overpouring of love.
And mind you, I haven't named a female yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, listen.
I haven't named a female yet. Not to throw my class out there, but goddamn it, that's why I'm Kane, because I say this shit everybody be scared to say.
CIA, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Only one female from my class stopped by my sister's house during that period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that female lives in Detroit, Michigan. She was home for the holidays, but still found time to come to my sister's crib to see me and to see my sister. And like I told my class, it ain't even about me. But my sister taught third grade for fucking 10, 15 years.
So
it's a chance that she probably taught some of y'all kids.
Come on, man.
My nephew was a trainer and developer and coach for kids that's 9 to 10 years old that wanted to play basketball.
Yeah.
So it might be a chance my nephew probably coached some of y'all kids. So
out of respect.
Out of respect.
Just pull up and
especially me being a person that showed up for the class, homecoming every year, 10-year anniversary, you know what I'm saying? Did a lot of stuff out of pocket that wasn't even required to do, but I did because I love my class, my classmates.
The goodness of the kindness of your own heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the setting up in the wake and stuff wasn't in Columbia. It was in Darlington. Darlington is that big.
You got no excuse to not pull up. Unless you had to work and couldn't get off. Outside of that.
5 or 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
You can go to the club. You can party and bullshit. Yeah.
But I say all that to say, I can name at least 15 or 20 guys from my class.
Come on, man.
That came and bought barrels for us to burn trash in. Bought their trucks so we could because my sister lives in the country, so it's not no put in the trash bin and roll it to the road. It's got to take it to a dump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bought the trucks first thing in the morning, the dump trash in the back of their truck and take it to the dumps for us. Pizza, wings, countless things that guy friends of mine did.
Put it like this, all the loving, nurturing things you
would expect from a woman.
Women to do it, but mm-hmm. men came together and did that shit.
Yeah. And so
it's not gay or sassy. It's my not, brother and my sister need me at this time. They're lost.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to embrace them with love and care and positive affirmations and all that shit. That shit ain't gay. I mean, excuse me, that's not sassy or woman-like. That's just human nature. Y'all hurting. Mm-hmm. How can we can't make it better, but we can help you try to feel better. We can't change what happened, but we know that you're down right now. You don't feel like cooking. You don't feel like going to go get stuff. We gonna bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You may not feel like talking on the phone, but I'm gonna pull up on you and just sit here. We can just sit here for 10 hours and not say shit, but just know mm-hmm. I'm here, dog.
And even from a military aspect, you gotta remember at the time, women weren't allowed on the battlefield.
Yeah,
so women weren't allowed on the same naval ships as men.
Mm-hmm.
So for when I'm in these trenches or when I'm out to sea, I'm there with my brothers. You know what I'm saying?
Literally.
But you know, they like to try to turn into a gay thing. Oh, a bunch of men out there, I know what's going on. Nah, like, nigga, we out here trying to survive.
Let me tell you something, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Women who say these things are either small.
Touched by their uncle when they was little.
Whoa. This CIA, but I ain't going to say that. I'm going to say small-minded or hurt.
Yeah.
Because a regular woman knows that two men can love one another and it not be...
in a affectionate way.
Yeah. It's like the love you have for your mom, you don't have for your girl.
Right.
The love you have for your girl, you don't have for your daughter is different. Mm-hmm. So why can't men love their brothers mm-hmm. and still love their girl and still love their daughter and still love their mom?
And,
it's like,
what? And what women gotta understand is that most men friendships started from an authentic place.
Facts.
Because we shared a same likeness to, say, sports or cars or women or gambling or playing Madden, or we was in class helping each other. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you, bigger than that, we don't judge our friends based on how they look. I know women that if you don't look a certain way, they're not hanging with you.
Or we don't judge our friends based off what you can provide for me.
It's just, are you my dog? Forget the money. Forget
all
this.
That.
Can I call you or are you going
to
answer?
And ladies, another reason why men may be so quick to hang with their friends and leave you at the crib or however y'all may say it is because some women, not all, are only with this said man because of what he can provide for them.
Right.
So if a time comes where I can no longer provide for you, you're leaving.
Dog.
But me and my dog, we've been homies since we were fucking flat broke.
So right, it ain't about no money.
You know what I'm saying? We done been friends when both of us was up, or one of us was up, and the other was down, and we still friends.
And here go the thing. My brother is going to try to help me come back up.
Mm-hmm.
The woman
is going to complain.
Talk shit about me.
Deadbeat ass nigga, yeah. Nut ass nigga. I'm going to get me a real man.
Listen, but my homie going to be like, hey, My job hiring. I know somebody or, mm-hmm. you know,
they put
I
in
got
over
X,
here.
Y, Z. Like,
hey, I, you know what I'm saying? I could do this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And this is the thing. Your man might try to put you on to something and you fuck up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your man's still going to be your man. He might not. He just know now I can't co-sign for you no more when it comes to that.
Professionally.
But you still my man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went and got you your foot in the door at a job over here, but you failed a drug test. Hey, I did my part. But now I know I can't.
I still love you. I can't put my name on the line because I know
if now we living outside our means, or I lose my job, and I ask my lady, hey baby, I need you to get a second job. I need, why the fuck you the man? Now I got to hear all that. So ladies, it's not that men are sassy or gay or they're. Now don't get me wrong. It's definitely probably some of them down low brothers that y'all deal with that might do be doing some under the table stuff.
The pitching and catching.
Yeah, the pitching and catching.
We ain't no freak. We some family men. And we getting this paper. You know what I'm talking about, Bun?
Yeah.
Boy, the flu gazing. He ain't say flu. He said flu gazing.
Yeah, nah, I mean, no, I'm going to say it's an exception to every rule.
Yep,
so don't get me wrong. It probably is some men out there that are doing that, but for the most part, for most stand up men that are straight like 1230, sometimes we just want to rather be with our homeboys because it's a peace of mind.
Oh, this how you kill them. What do girls have when they're going through tough times? Girls night. Girls get together, eat popcorn, eat chocolate, and watch girl movies and watch girl shows.
Or fucking The Real Housewives or whatever.
That's
whatever.
Not G-A-Y.
Nope.
When girls go get their nails done and hair, they go in groups.
Mm-hmm.
We're going here. We're going to the spa. That's not G-A-Y. But as soon as we want to go watch the game with some women, oh, y'all G-A-Y. Like, we're going to watch the game.
Going to watch the game.
You don't want to watch
it. And I'm coming home after.
Right. And then if we had company here and watch, oh, y'all too loud.
Now
if we
loud.
Go somewhere, oh, y'all left.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, here go the thing. Like, you got to pick your side, sweetheart. You want me to, like, be home or not be home? Like, so I feel like those kind of women are not happy with themselves, so they try to attack your happiness. If your happiness is playing the game, You too grown to play the game. Yep. If your happiness is going to the club, why are you going to the club? Like, whatever you do to make yourself happy outside of them, they want to attack that. Mm-hmm. But a secure woman is like, nah, you know what?
I'm going to sit here and watch you play the game.
Or do your thing. I'm about to go do something else. I got my own friends, my own stuff. Yeah. I got a life and identity outside of you.
And this relationship.
Yeah, go to the barbershop and shoot the shit and go here, there.
And this is a crazy thing. Women are so affectionate with each other. Y'all might be doing some gay shit when y'all together.
You ever see girls in the club dancing with each other, twerking, kissing, smacking their butts, grabbing their boobs?
Yeah, licking the only, titties, the only taking shots at each other.
The only time men are naked together is a locker room or in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But women just naturally be, oh, girl, how my butt look? How my ass so affectionate.
Yeah, they walk around each other naked at the house when they change their clothes.
Look at my pussy like.
So the whole time while y'all think men sassy for hanging with each other, y'all be the ones doing the gay shit.
Super sassy.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all do it. I call it massy.
There you go. Yeah.
I call it massy. Not messy, but massy.
I mean, here's the thing, man. Like, they tell black men to, or men in general, to like be in tune with their feelings and say how they feel. And you nut ass nigga, man up, bitch ass nigga. It's like, okay, so then when I don't talk, you telling me to talk. When I do talk, I'm talking too much. So you know what? I can't win.
I'm gonna go hang with the fellas.
Right, because they not going, yeah.
And with the fellas, we have been friends so long or been so in common. We got so much in common that when I pull up,
niggas know.
I get handed a beer. Yeah, or I get handed a shot glass.
Hey, you hungry? Listen, you know they know what you need.
Yeah, or I'm pulling up with a bottle and it's already four bottles there. It's not about being sassy. Sometimes it's about peace of mind. Sometimes it's about camaraderie. Sometimes it's about chemistry.
For your brother. The same way, girl, like if a girl get dumped, what do they say? Girl, I'm taking you out. Fuck that. Nigga.
We going out tonight.
That ain't gay.
That ain't gay
but
at all.
If one of us get dumped, we try to hang with the fellas. What the fuck you? So I should be in the house crying and shit. I should be in that joint sad. But when your girl is sad, you go uplift her.
Right.
So my brother can't uplift me.
And that's what we're there for.
Right.
That's what we're there for. I saw an interview a couple months ago about what happened on girls trips, and it was one shorty was like, if you ain't trying to hoe, I don't need you to go. Like, this is what a girl saying. Yeah. Like, we go on girl trips. We expect to either get fucked or to fuck. Or we might do a one night stand. Or we might be flying in somebody that, you know what I'm saying?
If you don't do it, they think you a snitch.
You a snitch. So you going to tell them.
Yeah, so if we all do it, we all got something over one another. Mm-hmm. We can't tell.
Or you're not about to spoil our fun. You know what I'm saying?
You judging us.
So.
Damn.
Y'all go take these girl trips and do whole activities. Or y'all might be able to eat. Eating each other out or whatever.
We don't know. Cause
we don't know.
That's their business.
And we don't even sit there to think about y'all being gay or
imagine. Have fun. Here go some money.
Simple.
Let me know you good. Let me know what time you get.
But we can't even go to the goddamn sports bar to watch the fucking Super Bowl without getting, you know what I'm saying?
Cause here go the thing. If I have it at the house, too many people, too loud.
I ain't trying to clean this shit up.
Right. If I go to the bar, complain. If I have it home, complain. If I watch about myself, oh, where are your friends? You don't have no friends? All right, man. Like, come on, man. Like, what? Can't win with them.
Can't win. But guess what? I'm not G-A-Y, so I got to have them.
Listen, man. Listen, it's the biggest love-hate relationship ever.
And this social media shit, it ain't making it no better. Because now, it's some women that I know that when they man come around, they sit down and shut the fuck up in person. But they get on that social media. Oh my God. Listen,
that'd be the thing. It'd be characters. Or not it'd be, that's improper English. There are characters. Like people that are regular in real life, but get on there and turn into a character.
If you're a costume character on your first album, you're going to be a costume character on your last.
Yeah, you listen, man. What Hov said, you were who you were before you got here. Like you, it sounds cool and all that, but people know you're in real life and know that that's not true. So ladies, your men can have friends. They can hang out and not be on no funny business.
Yeah. If I only known you for 10 months, how do you expect to replace a friend that I had since first grade?
The thing, it's not replacing. The loyalty is going to be different.
Yeah, I'm loyal to you too.
Because at the end of the day, I can't cuddle with you.
No, you bet not.
You know what I mean? I can cuddle with my girl if I have a girl. Right. So it's certain things that loyalty, like a certain shit, I'm going to show my girl that I cannot show my friends and vice versa.
Yeah. Or if I got a flat tire.
My girl probably
don't even know where the jack
but
at.
My man, I'm like, yo, I got you.
I got you. I'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
But it's like certain, like as far as having your back, I can have both of y'all backs.
Yeah,
but,
yo, boy, I'm trying to hoop today.
Right.
All right, babe, I'm coming with you.
Unless you go with Brittany Griner, nigga.
Yeah, hey, babe, I'm going to go shoot ball today. Oh, nigga, what the fuck you telling me for?
Unless Caitlin Clark is like loving basketball. You know what I mean? So it's like you can have different levels of loyalty, but you can be loyal to Your mom.
I promise you, ladies.
Sister, your, whoever.
If your man out with his homeboys doing whatever, if they're at the bar, they're at the club, they hooping, they're at the gym working out, and he go to check his phone and he sees a text of you complaining, calling them sassy or gay, why you always with them niggas, when them niggas call you ready to go, the mindset he gonna be in, he might stay away from home longer. He might have been on the way home.
Like, you know what?
But if he goes to that phone during that break between games or during sets, if he at the gym, mm-hmm. or he just ordered another round and he's waiting for it to come, and he checks his phone and he sees a text that said, "Hey, babe, I hope you're having a good time. Hey, babe, I miss you. I can't wait to see you when you get home.
I'm going to bed. I'll see you when you get here. Yo, have fun."
This nigga safe. Might, he might cut shit out early.
Hey, man, I'm headed home, man.
Yeah, he might cut shit out early.
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all add fuel to the fire when you complain about shit that puts men in a somewhat happy place outside of home.
Would you rather him be with his homies or out fucking other bitches?
That's the question. And the book will tell you that.
I'm just saying. If you know he playing the game for 4 or 5 hours, mm-hmm. if you know on Sunday NFL come on at 1 o'clock and then 4:15 and then 8:15, you know for those 8+ hours he is watching football.
That, you know that
where
you're doing.
You know where he at. It ain't even a question. You know where he at.
It's a wild world, man. I know it's men in general, but especially as a black man, it's so hard to make women happy now because the expectations are so out of this world based off what they see on social media, the lifestyle that rappers are providing for influencers and Instagram models, the couple of people who scamming out there that it's taking other people money to buy you a bag or to do something for you. For a regular man, it's so hard now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, man.
Why not just fuck y'all?
I'm going to give you the game. You cannot make anyone happy that's not happy with their goddamn selves, man.
And that's a fact.
It don't matter how much dick you got, how much money you have, what you do. If the girl is not happy with her motherfucking self, you can't make her happy. You can buy her fucking Drake mansion in Toronto. You can buy her the ring Kobe bought his wife. If she ain't happy, that's not good. The
it don't
house
matter.
Ain't big enough. The ring ain't big enough, or is not big enough. Excuse me.
Man, you could talk Ebonics here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Chad done might not play that shit, but I'm okay.
No,
with
Chad
it.
And Cuz, you can, you know, shout out to TRP.
Shout out TRP, yeah, man. The realest podcast ever, man. Boys out there in Philly.
You know, but yeah, dog, if you're not happy, nothing. So sometimes you have to look at the person that's saying these things and realize they're not happy. So what they're trying to do, bring me down with them. What do they say? Misery loves company. So
they love it.
If I know you miserable and you upset and you start talking shit for no reason, I'm like, man, I know what you're doing. That's a good try, but it ain't going to work. You know what I mean?
Man, it's, but don't get me wrong, ladies. I love y'all. I promise I do. Light skin, dark skin, brown eye, green eye, long hair, short hair, big titty, small titty, fat ass, no ass. I love y'all. But sometimes the physical got to match the mental.
Every time.
You know what I'm saying?
Just think about it.
Nah, if I'm just paying you for this quick transaction, I don't give a damn what your mental like.
No, you got to be kind of smart because you got to be discreet. You can't say, I'm coming to a hotel, blah, 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 they go have sex for blah, 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 money. You know what I mean? So you got to be kind of smart to be discreet to walk up to the door and just come in and do your thing. But yeah, man.
So ladies, don't take this episode as a woman bashing episode.
We love y'all.
We just trying to give y'all an insight of what two logical men thinks about when it comes to going to hang with the fellas opposed to being, with our ladies 24/7. I saw a TikTok earlier today that said, fellas, and of course it was a man saying it, fellas, when a woman comes to you with a problem in an emotional place, your logic should go out the window, so you should understand where she's coming from.
I'm not a woman.
My logic is never
going
out
emotional. So no, I don't know who that guy is, but what do they call it? Is it caping?
Capping?
No, not. Oh. It's something where like guys on the internet purposely take the women's side.
So I call it simping.
Okay, so they can look like more appealing to the women, but deep down inside they don't mean that shit. Maybe it's simping, but it's like, come on, dog, you don't mean that shit.
Yeah. That's how Miss Unk, man. Kevin Samuels, man. I hope you down. They balling out, man.
What up? Unk.
Hope you up. They balling out.
High value, cause man.
He got on niggas' ass paws just as much as he got on women's ass. So you know what I'm saying. But you know, when you telling that truth and it ain't to the appealing to the ears of the listeners that don't want to hear about themselves, mm-hmm. they gonna find a way to get you up out of there.
Yeah, literally.
And with that being said, we out of here. So with that being said, as y'all know, Philly don't got no social. So if you want to get in touch with him, man, just shoot me an email at canisablepod@gmail.com. Again, please listen to. If you plan on traveling abroad, every country, every nation has their own set of rules that are different from America. He gave you Qatar's and Dubai's today. If you plan on going in the near future, a lot of people got money now, whether they got it from PBP or they got a good job. People are taking trips now.
OnlyFans.
Stop taking y'all ass to Houston every motherfucking two or three months. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole world out there.
Fucking Tulum.
And Tulum, Turks and Caicos. You know what I'm saying? If Qatar is on your list of places to go recently, please listen to what Philly said earlier in this episode about how to dress, their attire. If you're going with somebody that ain't your spouse, legal spouse, how to navigate that situation, how to be respectful of their culture, their tradition, and religion, so that your ass don't get locked up over there where ain't gonna get nothing but a toothbrush and a motherfucking pillow.
But listen, I'll bring you some food for the first week or two after that.
You're on your own.
Yeah, fact.
You're on your own. And of course, as always, you can find us again at candidlabelpod@gmail.com. You can find me personally on Facebook at Hennessy Black, on Twitter, I'm sorry, X, and Instagram _ Hennessy Black with two C's, Snapchat, Hen on the Rocks. And with that being said, boy, I hope you have a safe trip back across the pond. Keep running the racks up.
You know
what I'm saying? Keep your foot on their necks. Keep them guessing. Keep the money flowing. And I'll see you next time.
You already know.
We out. Yeah.